Make Me a Fan Podcast.
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 Welcome back to the Make Me a Fan Podcast. You know me, the MAC, Sean McGregor. Oh, you heard that little giggle. As you can tell, that's not TJ. We have our returning co-host, my beautiful wife, Carrie McGregor.
Hi.
Hi, Carrie. How you doing?
Good. What was that scrunchy face you just gave me?
Because my glasses are slipping down my face.
Oh, okay.
It's been a while since you've been on.
Yeah, it has.
Have you missed it?
Yes.
Well, our fans have missed you. I've had people comment about how they love listening to you and stuff
really?
That you have to say.
Aww.
So,
thanks, guys.
And our demographic has shifted a little bit. We were mostly female before, and now suddenly we're like 70% male.
Because you're posting all this weird-ass podcast shit about reptilians and Hollow Earth and shit that I've never heard of before in my life.
Well, it's also shifting where people listen to. Like, when you were still on, it was mostly America, and then it was a little bit in the UK, Australia, and then India. And now, if I remember correctly, it's still mostly, you know, here in the US, but I think number two now is Germany, and the UK has really picked up on us.
How does
India
it
fell off the map? Australia still likes us.
That is so bizarre.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know. I don't speak German, but if you're listening to us in Germany, you know.
Clearly they speak English.
Yeah, exactly. So this is our little Thanksgiving episode. I consider doing, like, usually on Thursdays or past month or so, on Thursdays we've been doing, you know, our conspiracy episodes. And I wanted to do like a conspiracy around Thanksgiving, and I looked into it, and all I could find is how the history books are full of lies and Thanksgiving didn't happen, how it really happened, blah, 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 shit you probably heard a million times already, same as Columbus Day, blah, 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 no one gives a fuck. So we're going to talk about something that kind of has to do with Thanksgiving. I mean, it involves food.
Yeah, it is food.
And it's maybe the right food. Maybe it's not the right food. It's organic food. Are they safer? Is it more nutritious? Today, we're going to discover the difference between organic foods and the traditionally grown counterparts when it comes to nutrition, safety, and price. We probably aren't going to find any of that, but we're going to try.
Yeah.
So organic food, you know, once upon a time, it was only found in like hipster health food stores, but organic food now is a regular feature at most supermarkets except Aldi's. And
no, there's organic food at Aldi's.
Oh, they have it now?
Yeah.
When I took these notes, they didn't have organic chicken at Aldi's.
They don't have organic chicken.
Oh, that's why I took the note. You sent me there to, you wanted me to get chicken, and you're like, except for Aldi's, they never have fucking.
Yeah, they have organic, some organic produce and ground beef, but they do not have organic chicken.
Okay.
That I can find.
Me either. I usually can't find shit at the supermarket, so. But, yeah, apparently it's kind of created a dilemma in the produce aisle. On one hand, you have a conventionally grown apple. On the other, you have one that's organic. Both apples are firm. Mmm. Shiny. And red. Ooh. Is your mouth watering? Both provide vitamins, oh, and fiber, and both are free of fat, sodium, and cholesterol. Which should you choose? The cheaper, normal apple or the high-priced organic apple? That's what we're here to talk about.
Yeah, sounds good. And then also I hope we touch base on organic animal products as well.
Yeah, I figured we'd talk about all organic. Like, the first time I ever really heard about organic anything was, what, like 2010, I think it was. It was somewhere around then. It was a while ago. It was back when Penn and Teller still had their bullshit show where they were looking at something and they would tell you it's complete bullshit. And they looked into like recycling, which I still believe is complete bullshit, but they looked into organic farming too. And at least back then, they determined that it was complete bullshit. And since I watched that, I didn't do much research, but
they didn't it on organic animal products either. It was just
it was only produce. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So since that episode, I've just been under the impression that, you know, it's just bullshit, you know, oh, they don't use pesticide, but, you know, you kind of need pesticide, blah, blah, blah. And then Carrie, she does most of the cooking because of my work schedule. So when it's my turn to cook, usually I just take her out to dinner or try to get her to eat pizza. But she prefers organic food. So why do you prefer organic food?
Well, I know there's going to be a lot of people that are telling me I'm full of shit, but I think that there's a taste difference in organic food to non-organic food. According to the majority, though, from what I read, there is not a significant taste difference. I don't eat all organic food. Let me make that clear. There's only some things. When it comes to produce, I don't eat. I usually eat the carrots, like the kind you got to peel and cut, or I get organic baby because the non-organic baby.
Organic babies or organic baby carrots?
Organic baby carrots.
Okay. I just want to specify that.
Yeah. I haven't looked too much into the organic baby carrots, but the non-organic baby carrots are like, I don't know, they sit in chlorine water or something. That's why like the bag turns kind of white.
The organic ones do?
The non-organic.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what they put organic ones in. But they taste more like carrots than chemicals to me.
Hmm.
But in terms of all other produce, though, I really like, I don't really buy organic produce unless I'm going to a farmer's market, which even then it might not, it's probably not even organic. I don't know.
Well, do you know what the organic farming practices are or what they're designed to meet?
Yeah, I have an idea.
Yeah, it's like enhanced soil and water quality, reduce pollution. Provide safe, healthy livestock habits, enable natural livestock behavior, and promote a self-sustaining cycle of resources on a farm.
Surprisingly, I have something to kind of that contradicts that, though.
For farming or livestock or
I'm
what?
Sorry if you can hear my paper moving. I did old school with handwritten notes.
Yeah, I just want to say, for the record, I'm super proud of Carrie. She has 2 pages front to back. Full of notes, which
and I'm still not even 100% prepared because I barely even touched the iceberg on this topic. But
yeah, usually when she comes to do a podcast, she's like just sitting there with the dog on her lap and a glass of wine and not really paying attention or caring. But now she has her glass of wine, but she also has basically 4 pages of notes. So I'm very proud of you, Carrie. Welcome back.
Yeah, well, this is a topic that I did really want to get like learn about. I just ran out of time to learn more about, but
ain't no one got time for that.
Well, and I myself started listening to podcasts.
Oh shit.
Yeah. And I listened to a really good one.
Don't name drop.
I won't on organic food, but it was just produce. I cannot find a podcast that's on organic animal products. So if you guys have any suggestions, please let me know. I'd love to listen to it.
Well, there is. We can get into organic livestock later, I guess. I mean, I got notes on that, but we can get to what you got right now.
Okay, so about the whole less pollution, that is true to an extent. Conventional farming uses synthetic fertilizer, which helps plants grow, but it can lead to an excess nitrogen runoff, which is really bad for the environment, depletes oxygen supply in the water, kills plants and animals that live in the water and drink the water.
How does that relate to the synthetic fertilizers though, and like in comparison?
That is synthetic I'm talking about synthetic fertilizer now.
Yeah, how does that compare to not synthetic but normal fertilizer?
So organic fertilizer is manure.
Yeah.
And they don't have to use manure from an organic farm.
So that's good, right? That they use organic manure and not synthetic, right?
No, they don't use... Okay, organic farming uses manure instead of synthetic fertilizers. Conventional uses synthetic fertilizer, which is bad for the environment. But so manure, which is the organic fertilizer, it's good because it creates a really healthy soil, which creates biodiversity, like lots of bugs and other plants.
Adds nutrients to the soil.
Yeah, it's really good for the environment. But the only problem is that too, if they use too much, then that can create, where was it? Just
it's like a runoff, didn't you say?
Yeah, it's a too much manure and organic fertilizer can also lead to more nitrogen being leached into the environment. And it manure also takes longer to be absorbed, so that it's harder to tell how much manure to like give the crop.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, like, which is the worst of two evils? Because both of these do bad things, so I'm just wondering which one is.
Oh, I think
honestly worse.
In my opinion, I think synthetic. But according to this podcast I listened to, it kind of sounded like they were kind of like tomato tomato. Like it's
they're both
sort of,
bad.
They're not,
but they're necessary.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's hard to tell. If we could perfectly measure manure so that plants are absorbing it and there was less runoff, then it'd be better.
Yeah.
I think manure is better because it does create the biodiversity in a healthier soil, but as maybe you'll get into, I think the best practice is for conventional farming to adopt organic ways and maybe, I mean, if there still wants to be organic farming, that's great. But ultimately, organic farming is not something that is ultimately going to work out for society as a whole.
Yeah, we have way too many people.
Yeah, and from what I heard, it would take so much cropland land to only grow organic crops that we would basically have to get rid of all the livestock in order to make room for organic farms.
Well, if you look at it, if you look at like corn and shit like that, and bananas, our modern day produce looks nothing like how it originally was. Almost everything you eat was like, you know, biogenetically enhanced.
Genetically modified?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's like if you look at a piece of corn or corn on the cob today that you get at State Fair or, you know, wherever you go, and then you look at the original corn, it looks like that little shit you get, you know, at like fucking Hobby Lobby to celebrate like Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's with the, like, the little red pieces.
Yeah, it's like 3 inches long. It looks like something no one wants to eat. That's the original corn. That's how corn is meant to be. But we changed it. And you look at bananas, the big, you know, 9-inch thick, juicy,
juicy,
ripe, yellowish green banana.
I don't want a juicy banana. That sounds like a bad banana.
Well, I don't want a dry banana. You want it to be juicy, don't you?
I want a nice firm banana.
Oh, well, yeah, everyone does. But you look at that, it looks nothing like a real banana. A real banana is like 2 inches.
Yeah, I think really the best practice would be for more people to just grow their own fruits and vegetables.
But we wouldn't have enough land, really.
Well, if you're just growing enough to feed your own family, it's not like you need acres. You just need...
But then you also need meat, too, because honestly,
I'm just talking about produce. Okay. If everyone just grew their own, vegetables, that'd be organic, per se, because you can grow whatever you want.
And how many people go to McDonald's and they order a Big Mac or Burger King, they get a Whopper and, you know, they just order it normal and then they sit down to eat it and they're like, oh, tomatoes, I don't like these. Oh, pickles, I don't like these. And they just throw them away. Like they're just throwing away all these perfectly good vegetables. I mean, they're obviously not organic, but they're just like wasting all these vegetables. So we're mass producing all these vegetables for people just throw away.
Well, which leads into another topic of composting,
compost, yeah.
Then you're not necessarily wasting the produce because then you're putting the produce into a compost bin, which then turns it into a really nutrient-rich soil.
Yeah, what are you going to do with our compost thing that we have? We have a compost bin. I have no idea what we're doing with it.
I just throw produce and
no. What are we doing yard with waste in it? With it?
Well, eventually, like, once there's enough in there, it will create soil that I can use in my plants, and it'll just be like really tasty soil for my plants.
Okay, so when we get a garden next year, we can just use a compost bin.
If there's enough, if there's soil, it's, okay, so it takes a long time.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know how long it took. If it 1 year of filling it up, 5 years,
it's constant process. I really haven't been putting much yard waste in it, so there's not really a lot. I've thrown a lot of produce in it, but if you look in it, no. You can't put any animal products or feces. And I, not to get off topic, but I did read about what to do with dog poop because I was trying to find a bag that would be good for the environment that would like decompose or whatever. And ultimately, there is none. You basically, if you want to not have your dog shit end up in a landfill, you have to compost it, but in a separate area.
Yeah, I imagine it's basically like fertilizer. You put shit in it to make it go back into the ground. Where if you leave dog shit out there long enough, that's what it does anyway.
Like, yeah, I mean, you can dig a hole in your yard, like someplace far away from anyone, and just throw all your dog waste in that. But we don't have a big enough yard for me to feel comfortable doing that without it smelling.
So. We need like a backhoe to get rid of all of Brock's poop.
Yeah.
Because he's a monster. you got the other things they don't allow in organic farming? Because I got a couple, too. Like genetic engineering, they don't use that.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry, that was a really loud paper
switch. Yeah, they don't allow antibiotics or growth hormones for livestock.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so if we're going to talk about livestock, I remember a little bit from what I was trying to read today, because I basically learned all about organic produce, and then I was like, oh my god, the podcast just didn't ever read anything about the organic livestock.
And that's not even like the most important part, because anywhere can have a fucking garden.
Well,
and you got me on organic food based on organic chicken, basically.
Yeah, well, can I just close off the produce part, though?
Yeah, sure.
So basically with organic produce, there's not really any significant taste difference. There's no more nutrient value. It's no more safer either, but little research has been done on it. I do remember hearing about how they said they did studies, I think, in like in other places in the world that only eat organic food or don't have, not only eat organic food, but have more organic food, and basically like cancer and all that, like it's pretty comparable. Like it basically ultimately doesn't necessarily matter, like in terms of that, in terms of non-organic causing cancer. Organic food is really good for the environment because it does create biodiversity, but it creates more nitrogen as well, due to, you know, the manure not fully being absorbed and then leaching into the system. And then another bad thing about it is more land is needed. So ultimately, the best thing to do is to rotate the crops, organic or non-organic. Don't use too much pesticide. It's common for conventional farmers to adopt organic ways. So something to think about when you are not buying organic food. I mean, that farmer that doesn't have the USDA stamp of approval might still have a lot of organic methods they use.
We can get into all the stamps of approval later.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of them.
It's better soil, better crop. And yeah, that's about it.
Yeah. It sounds like that episode of Penn and Teller's Bullshit that we watched was only based on organic farming. And it basically sounds like a lot of what you said, like there's not much of a difference in taste or health benefits. And for the environment, there's not much of a difference. And most of our good organic food has been genetically modified, like bananas and corn and shit like that.
Well, GMOs is a separate topic, kind of, but with the organic or non-organic food, ultimately, if you're eating organic or non-organic, you should always be rinsing your produce off before you consume it.
Yes.
Because
always rinse off that cucumber.
Because, I mean, ultimately, there's not really,
You don't know where it's been.
I definitely learned, though, a lot, because I definitely was like, oh, organic food, it's totally, or produce, you know, it's totally better for you. And, I mean, I think there are certain, items that are better organic than not, like, than by non-organic, which you can Google, because I didn't do that beforehand. But ultimately, you're no safer or whatever by eating non-organic produce.
Oh, so our Penn and Teller were right, basically.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to stop buying my organic baby carrots when I don't have time to buy the bag.
That's fine if you like it. I hate carrots anyway. They taste like shit. No matter if they're organic or not, they taste like carrots.
Whatever.
And the carrots are terrible.
Because
fuck
you
carrots.
Never ate the
hashtag fuck carrots.
No.
Hashtag pull hole.
What?
Oh, no. You didn't listen to the reptilian episode.
We're not talking about reptilians. Oh. Don't bring it up into my organic food podcast.
I won't put your organic food into the pull hole. Don't worry.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You should listen to the reptilian episode. Okay. It's one of our most popular ones yet. And I hope people realize that we're doing conspiracies for fun, that I don't really think there's fucking reptilians living inside the hollow earth. It'd be awesome if there was. And if they want to come on the podcast, they're more than welcome to. I'll hide their
no.
Fact.
No.
God.
I don't need, we don't
we,
need a
we
bunch
said
of
this
weirdos.
Last episode that it would be a Skype call. Like oh. If the Illuminati wants to be on, you can Skype us.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. After the Northside Earl episode, no more strangers in our house for podcasts.
Yeah.
All right. So you want to talk about organic livestock now?
Yeah. And like animal products for sure.
Well, that's what livestock means, right?
Yeah.
Animals?
Yes.
Because they're live.
And okay.
And they're stocky.
Okay, let's get on with it.
All right. So the, what is it called? For organic livestock, basically, they need healthy living conditions and access to the outdoors. They need pasture feeding for at least 30% of the livestock's nutritional needs during grazing season, which I don't know when grazing season is. It might be one season.
Maybe
if they're
like
grazing,
in the
you think
spring
they
and
eat.
Summer.
Yeah, I don't know. They need organic food for the animals, and they need vaccinations. So I don't think we'll get into vaccinations because that's a whole conspiracy fucking podcast right there, whether you should vaccinate your kids or not.
Well, I read that the animals, and like I said, I only read about this briefly, unfortunately, but I read that the animals have to have like organic veterinary practices unless the animal requires like more, like with the antibiotics, the organic livestock I think are not given antibiotics, or I don't know, unless it's like absolute gosh, I wish I would have taken more notes on this, but I just remember something.
I saw something about
like,
organic or about that they about can, the antibiotics. Where did I see that?
They basically can like.
Oh no! Antibiotics are not allowed for organic livestock or growth hormones.
Yeah, unless
so they can't get it.
Unless it's needed for the animals, like.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah,
for like the health, like if they're dying, they get antibiotics to come back to life.
I don't know if it's dying.
Well,
I think
you
it's,
know what I mean.
Yeah, I think it's just like if they absolutely need the antibiotic, then they get the antibiotic.
But then they're no longer organic.
No, but then they're basically
just
not used for milk or whatever until the antibiotics are out of their system.
Yeah, because that's the other thing about organic, I'm using air quotes, you can't see me, organic livestock that also includes milk, eggs, chickens, obviously, almond milk, because you know, almonds are alive and they have feelings and you milk them.
Okay, wait,
so
I do have notes on antibiotics. It says there's no antibiotics and this is regarding my milk notes for milk. None in either organic cows, never given. Okay, wait, antibiotics, none in. So organic cows never get antibiotics. Conventional ones are given them for illness and their milk isn't used until after withdrawal. So yeah, and I think I left out the part where the organic cows can take the antibiotics. They just have to be.
The antibiotics have to get out of their system before they can be milked again, right?
I think.
Is that what, that's what I got from what you just read.
Well, conventional ones as well.
Oh, really?
You know, there's all this talk about, you know, you want antibiotic and hormone-free chicken and milk. I don't know about chicken. I didn't get to the chicken part.
I don't know. Why would you want antibiotic-free? I think I would want antibiotics.
Because
that means it's healthy. It's not, there's not anything wrong with it. Like when
it's
I had that
medicine
giant fucking,
that you're ingesting, you don't need it unless you're sick.
But I don't think it really goes. I mean, I'm not a
I'm drinking milk. I'd rather just drink milk and not any.
But you're not drinking milk
in it.
Like you drink what, skim milk? I think
I don't drink.
But you drink
milk
almond
anymore.
Milk now. Yeah.
Yeah.
But when you did, it was skim milk.
Yeah, organic skim milk.
But that's not milk. That's basically a tablespoon of milk with water. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was buying 1% every now and then as well. But I was
conflicted. Did you ever
have
whole milk?
when I was like a little kid.
I don't think I ever have.
My grandpa used to always drink whole milk.
What's that debate between pasteurized or unpasteurized? Isn't unpasteurized illegal?
I don't know.
But you can't just go to a farmer and buy milk straight from the cow. I think that's illegal.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Because the government needs to do something to it. I don't know what. I didn't look that much into it. I guess this is a conspiracy. What does the government do to your milk?
I know that fats in milk and milk products are good for you. Like you should be buying the full-fat yogurt.
Sure.
I never did, but you're apparently that's fat that you should be eating.
Yeah.
So what about hormones?
Teenagers get them. It makes them grow
being
up.
In our animals. We're talking about food
injected
here.
I don't think you should have fucking like KFC hormones pumped into them.
Well, surprisingly, I read that conventional cows, unlike organic, are injected with a bovine growth hormone, which is BGH, or recombinant bovine growth hormone, RBGH, or recombinant bovine somatotropin, which is RBST.
Reading that way better than I would have.
It's to increase milk production, which immediately as I'm reading this, I'm thinking about how like kids nowadays are developing earlier and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, this is it. But it says the problem isn't the hormone itself as it's unlikely to survive pasteurization and or human consumption.
I think that's why you can't drink pure milk straight from the farm. It needs to be pasteurized or pasteurization.
Why don't you Google what pasteurizing is? Okay. Derp, derp. It's actually though
that's
a
why
compound,
we need TJ here
compound called
shit.
Insulin-like growth factor, which is IGF, which is both organic and conventional cows can have this in their milk, but cows that get hormone treatment may have more of it. And it's this IGF, this insulin-like growth factor, that can cause the issues in like little kids developing earlier and whatnot.
But doesn't that mean the little kids that are developing earlier are also going to get older earlier? That means they're going to die younger. That helps cure a population, which means we don't need so much livestock.
I don't know
so
about that.
Organic.
Maybe that's another conspiracy thing. The government's trying to kill us off.
I'm sure they probably are. But I looked up pasteurization. It is a process that kills microbes in food and drink, such as milk, juice, canned food, and others.
Okay, so it basically, just prevents people from dying or getting
disgusting. That's apparently why, according to the first paragraph of Wikipedia, why we can't have like milk straight from a cow's tit.
Yeah, for sure. One thing I read about the organic milk, and I'm only talking about milk because that's as far as I got in my page, is that like organic animal products in general, they have higher levels of omega-3 fats, which are really good for you.
Yeah, it's really good.
But from what I read in terms of like milk and organic beef, and I'm not sure about chicken, is it's slightly higher than conventional, but it's not significantly. Like if you're trying to get omega-3, you're better off eating salmon. But
it's one of the worst fishes I've ever had in my life.
But ultimately, I mean, if you're eating organic meat or drinking organic milk, you know, that you're getting more omega 3 than you would if you were getting conventional.
And you can buy supplements too.
Yeah. But yeah. So, anyways. That's it on organic milk. That's as far as I got.
Well, when you're going to go, if you decide you want to buy organic, you should realize there's a lot of different labels, right? But there's only one stamp of approval.
Right.
Yeah, like 100% organic is a description used on certification or certified organic fruits, vegetables, blah, blah, blah. It's the only one with the USDA seal. So if you want 100% real organic anything, it has to have the USDA seal.
Yeah.
If you just buy something that just says...
Which is like a green circle that says USDA organic.
Yeah, you can Google that. If you buy something that just says organic or labeled as organic, it needs at least 95% of the ingredients are certified organic, excluding salt and water. So that also might have a USDA seal. And then there's the made with organic. That's got to be at least 70% certified organic. Is that a word? Organic. So what happens when I have to read? I did a lot better when I just talked.
It drives me crazy.
Yeah. Like breakfast cereal might be labeled made with organic oats. So they're not going to have a seal. And then you come up with organic ingredients. That's less than 70% organic. So don't buy that shit. Anything with the USDA organic seal is 95% organic or more.
Yeah. And I read that it's kind of impossible for it to be 100% because of like salt and sugar and whatnot.
Yeah, that's why most of the time salt and sugar are not counted towards organic.
Right.
Yeah. Do organic and natural mean the same thing?
No.
Why not?
Because natural is something that is like a marketing ploy to get people to buy the product because they think they're getting something that's healthier.
Yeah, natural on a food label means it's got no artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives. It does not refer to the methods or materials used to produce the food ingredients. So, you already got the downsides. Downside basically is more expensive.
Yeah. What for organic produce or?
Yeah, the downside to buying organic, yeah, is just more expensive. Basically,
it's just more expensive, yeah. And but it's
you can avoid beaver butt.
But it's becoming more.
You don't want to talk about that?
We can, but I want to finish my thought. Okay. It's organic food is becoming, like you said in the beginning, more
popular.
Yeah. So I think the more people buy it, you know, maybe the less expensive it'll be, like with the whole
supply and demand.
Yeah. But organic food and all that, I think is ultimately always going to be a little more because it just takes more work.
Yeah, for sure. More land, more time, more prep, basically.
Yeah.
I heard that.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know if you guys heard that. Carrie just bit off an entire nail.
Hang nail.
That was a hang nail?
Yeah.
It sounded like you bit off a fucking tree trunk.
Anyways.
You sounded like a beaver.
Okay, so yeah, I learned that natural flavoring, which I think you can Google, is basically secretions from a beaver's butt. So now I want to always buy organic chocolate because it seems like pretty much all chocolate has, quote, natural flavoring in it, which means you're basically eating beaver butt juice, and I don't really understand that, so I just try to buy organic chocolate.
When you say that, I picture like a giant factory full of like beavers in cages with little like tubes hooked up to their buttholes. And they're all in like a little pump. And it like it's playing like all the suction and bass from the buttholes sounds like techno.
Okay, wait.
The first thing that showed up,
I Google what is natural flavoring, and like the fifth thing down is what is natural flavoring beaver? Because apparently other people have Googled this too. It says it's been used as a flavoring ingredient in foods for at least 80 years as a replacement for vanilla and in some fruit flavoring such as strawberry and raspberry. They can just say, quote, natural flavoring. But the chances castoreum is in your food are slim to none. Okay, that's like literally just a little snippet I read for the first result on Google from Huffington Post. So y'all can all look into that more.
Oh, well, what happened there?
And figure
she
out.
She just dropped down in Missouri?
And figure out.
You just said y'all.
What natural flavoring is and decide if you want to risk eating beaver butt juice or not.
You can dive down in the pool hole, get some beaver butt juice.
Okay, let's stop bringing reptilians into this organic food podcast. This is my podcast. I don't want any more reptilians in it.
All right, we'll talk about the beaver butt juice, whatever.
Hashtag okay, beaver so butt juice. What else did you read about animal organic animal products since I...
That was about it. That's all I got.
Well, what about eggs? What about chickens?
I just had like what you had to do in order to... have organic livestock.
Okay, well, I'll let you know the rest of what I kind of skimmed over today while I was trying
to work. This is your podcast. You're supposed to make me a fan of organic.
Yeah, so. I know. And I didn't want to do the podcast tonight because I needed to research more about this topic. There's so much.
I always need to research more. Everyone does. Everyone needs to just keep researching, even after this podcast. Google organic food. Look into it yourself. Don't take our word for it. We're not professionals. But we're here to hopefully make you laugh and think, maybe I will try organic.
Yeah. I mean, or you're like me and you like listen to podcasts to actually learn things.
Well, we're trying to teach people a little bit.
One thing with organic chicken that I've noticed is when I buy the non-organic chicken, there seems to be a lot more fat on it. And the pieces are just like...
They shrink a lot, too.
Yeah, they're skinnier. They don't look the same. So then when I get organic chicken, there's like little fat on it, and they're usually like pretty sufficient size. I usually buy chicken breasts. They're usually sufficient size chicken breasts. I don't have to trim any fat off them.
They don't really shrink at all.
Yeah, so that tells me that like there's definitely a difference in the organic and non-organic. What it is though, I couldn't tell you because I ran out of time to do further research on this topic. And then also with eggs, I buy organic eggs. I buy all organic animal products usually. And the eggs I've noticed, in my personal opinion, organic eggs taste better than non-organic eggs. I feel like the non-organic eggs have a more like metally taste to them or something. I don't know. Maybe I'm talking on my ass. That's just my own opinion. Like if I'm eating if I'm eating like a hard boiled egg that's organic and a hard boiled egg that's not organic, I notice a taste difference.
Well, if you think about like a normal factory chicken just pumping out eggs nonstop every day, and then you think about like a free roam chicken out there, you know, doing what chickens do, being little velociraptors, and then just popping out eggs whenever they want, you know, it's going to be like a baby born, you know, in Iraq or Syria as opposed to a kid born in Beverly Hills. It's not going to have that same stress. I mean, I know there's not babies inside these eggs, but like I think the environment that the chicken is in probably does affect a lot of the egg, even though there's not another chicken growing inside of it, like the nutrients and stuff. So
I was going to say, I think the taste is due to chickens being pumped with certain things, and non-organic chickens are not. Like organic livestock is fed organic food, and they're usually like with cows, for instance, grass-fed cows, they say grass-fed is better for you. That's because they get, I think that traces back to the omega-3s. You get more omega-3s when they're eating grass.
I was just trying to think of why people should support free-range chickens.
No, I totally agree. But I was, and As I've said, I did a little research on this, but the article I was reading basically told me that eating organic animal products is not necessarily eating humanely treated animals. Yeah. But if I had to pick one, I will definitely continue to eat organic animal products because at least I know that there's a slim chance that they might be getting a slightly better treatment. Ultimately, as I was telling you over dinner, like, I think in order to eat humanely, I mean, reading about this shit, I think if I continue to read about it, I'd ultimately be vegetarian because I eat organic animal products for my ethical
treatment,
the ethical treatment of animals. Yeah. And I don't think that animals should be treated as objects, yeah. You know, even though we're consuming them and they're products of consumption, they're still living, breathing, feeling creatures.
Yeah, for sure. They just because they're walking down a conveyor belt to be taken out, basically, doesn't mean they have to be put in distress and hit and prodded and poked and all that shit. They can be walking out and be like, hey guys, what are we doing down here? Is there food up there? Are we in line to see Bon Jovi? What's going on? Oh, who's this guy? Hey, what's up? Pop. You got some bacon. It can be literally that easy. And I think, you know, I never thought I'd say this, but if you want to be the best you can for the environment and animals and healthy and you don't want animals to suffer, the best thing you can do is live off of a garden that you grow in your backyard and hunting animals that you actually kill yourself.
Yeah, well, I watched some crazy thing on Netflix. I forget the name of it. I think it was something about living simply or just like minimalist people that literally have like less than 20 things.
Yeah.
And there was one guy who they had their own little livestock area where they had pigs and chickens and whatnot, and they killed them for food. But, you know, they were like, and the person interviewing them was like, well, isn't it hard? You're getting to know these animals and you're killing them to eat them. And he's like, well, at least I know where my food is coming from. And I know that these animals were treated well before they were killed.
Yeah,
so I can totally respect that. I myself would not be able to kill my own food or...
Unless you got hungry enough.
Or like, yeah, if it was like the apocalypse or something. Yeah. But, or get to know my animals before I ate them. Like, that'd just be really hard for me. But I definitely... It would be cool to set up a relationship with a farm that maybe has livestock where I don't have to see the livestock or the animals every day, but I can see them and see that they're happy-go-lucky animals that are unknowingly going to be killed, you know?
Yeah, I think a lot of people find comfort in their Whopper or their cheap meat that they buy from Pick and Save or wherever. And the fact that they don't have to think about the animal at all. You're not eating an animal anymore. You're just eating a burger. And trust me, I'm never going to go vegan. I love meat. I love steak. I love burgers. I love ground beef, all that shit. But at the same time, I also don't consider the slaughterhouses where it basically came from. So that's why I'm not a hunter. I haven't hunted in almost 20 years, over 20 years. And
whoa,
yeah, my family, they're big hunters. I just couldn't do it. I always thought it was cruel and not necessary. I'm like, we can get food at the grocery store. We don't need to hunt. But if you actually care about animals, it's much better to go out in the woods, find a deer that's just grazing and end its life in a split second with a bullet or an arrow where it's just there, it's happy, and then it's just all over. Because that's going to happen anyway in nature. But it's going to be way more painful for the deer or elk or moose or whatever you're fucking hunting. You're going to have a cougar or a wolf or a fucking hyena, whatever. It's going to come up and it's going to tear that animal apart. or that animal is going to go out in the road and get hit by a car and kill a family of four, or the animal is going to starve to death or whatever. It's not going to, no animal is going to die in the wild, you know, at a good old age surrounded by its loved ones. That's not the animal kingdom. And I still probably don't have it in me to go out and actually kill an animal right now. I have been considering getting good at archery and going out and killing a turkey for Thanksgiving next year.
Oh my God, no. I mean, maybe.
At least we know where the turkey came from. It'd be all organic. And it's a turkey. It looks like a little fucking dinosaur.
Okay.
It's
not, like, well, it's not a cute little bunny. Well, I just want to say this. I think it's surprising to hear from you these things, because usually you've never given a shit about organic or non-organic meat products. And I'm glad that at least I'm maybe making a dent in your brain about thinking about where your food comes from. And ultimately, that's like what I want this podcast to be about is, you know, if you ignorance is not always bliss.
Exactly.
And you should be thinking about where your food is coming from, even if you don't give a shit about how animals are treated. Maybe you give a shit about what you're eating and how it's affecting your well-being.
Yeah.
Or your kids' well-being, and looking into it for those reasons.
Yeah, so there is a nutritional value to organic. If you eat organic chicken and organic lettuce every day, as opposed to factory farmed McDonald's every single day, even if you don't exercise, you're going to be a lot healthier. So I think there is a nutritional value.
Yeah, well, I've read things too about how pregnant women should, or people that are trying to become pregnant, should eat organic animal products because it's better for their fertility. I don't know if that's hogwash or not, but I'm assuming.
You can Google it.
I'm assuming they say that, and I've read it from multiple sources, and I'm assuming it is because of the omega-3s that are in like all the different organic animal products.
Yeah, for sure.
Not that there's a lot of it, but there's more than there is in conventional. So, but if you don't believe me about this stuff, go buy yourself a package of organic chicken and then buy yourself some non-organic frozen bag chicken and see for yourself the difference.
Yeah, do a blind taste test. Chop it all up and put it in a stir fry together and see if you can tell, you know, each slice, which one is which.
Yeah.
Or just put the two fucking breasts next to each other.
Yeah, for sure. It's disgusting. But, I mean, ultimately, you know, I understand there are some families, they just can't afford to eat organic. And in that case, you know, it is what it is. I mean, it's still chicken. It's just you're not getting as good quality, I guess.
Yeah. I didn't think I would be 8 years ago. I never thought I'd say it, but I'm a fan of at least organic meat. From what you've told me about organic produce, I don't really see the difference.
No, and I learned definitely about organic produce.
Yeah, except for your carrots, which I don't give a shit about.
Yeah, I know. So. But it was eye-opening for me, and I definitely wish I would have had more time to look into more to talk about with the organic animal products, because ultimately that's what started me eating and thinking more organically, was like just with animals, because I'm such an animal lover. I see the way factory farm animals have been treated. Unfortunately, I don't look for it, but it's usually on my fucking timeline on Facebook or something. So, but then again, like I said, I read about how organic, they don't look at how farmers are treating their livestock. They're just looking at what's being fed to them and how they're like, what's, you know, what they're, whatever they might be being treated with to make sure they're organic. But being yelled at and kicked and abused and all that, that's not organic. Can't control that.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
do you know there's a strictly organic photography company in southeastern Wisconsin?
No, I didn't. How is a photography company organic?
I don't know. Apparently, all their photography equipment was made with organic, non-organic things.
That sounds ridiculously expensive.
But not if you use a promo code, make me a fan, Deerwood Photography, the most organic friendly photography company in southeastern Wisconsin.
Oh my gosh.
One of the most talented photography companies I've ever witnessed. I've used them multiple times. They've taken lots of pictures of our animals and me and Carrie and our friends' kids. We've used them a lot. I strongly recommend you go on Facebook, find them at Deerwood Photography.
You strongly reprimand?
I reprimand you to go find them. Sorry, my allergies are crazy right now in my nose. It feels like I got...
it's not your allergies. It's just the way you talk.
No, it feels like I have two midgets up my noses right now dancing.
Ew.
Yeah. My nose basically
or
feels like it's twerking.
Two midgets stuck in your nose.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I need to go to like McDonald's and get a little Coke right now. Clear them out. You get that joke? Anyway, go to Facebook. No. Nothing.
Go to facebook.com/Deerwood Photography.
Yeah. Use a promo code, make me a fan, to get 1% off or one free promo.
One free print.
Sorry, I'm trying to read this from the other side of the mic. And I had Izzy on my lap because she was going to trip over the goddamn wires.
Oh, now look who's got the dog on the lap.
Yeah, and I can't talk because I have a dog on my lap. She keeps licking me. Anyway, we'd like to thank our other sponsor, Balance Yoga and Wellness Center. If you need to get your Zen on, but you don't want to eat candy while you're doing yoga, like me and TJ want to do, go check out Balance Yoga and Wellness. They're at 9733 West St. Martin's Road in Franklin, Wisconsin. Find them online at getbalanceyoga.com. I think they have a really big sale going on right now for Thanksgiving weekend. I'm not sure. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you have a couple days left. If you listen to this past Thanksgiving, you're shit out of luck. They might have a Christmas one. Or you can use a promo code MMAF and get 1% off. Otherwise, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter. No, Facebook and Instagram at Make Me a Fan Podcast. Twitter is only Make Me a Fan. Or you can find us on the intro webs at makemeafanpodcast.com. So thank you, Carrie, for coming back on. Hopefully you'll join us again once we get past our serial killers and conspiracies. Or maybe if the fans want that. You know, right now we're just doing what the fans want to hear.
Maybe our next Reptilian podcast, that there is one, I'll talk halfway about organic animal products. Just kidding. Since you... Yeah. Anyways. Okay.
All right. Say goodbye, Carrie.
Adios. Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
You cunt.
Make me a fan podcast.
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 Make me a fan podcast.